Thank you. And thank you all for being here so late on a Tuesday afternoon. I looked at the time and said, that's not a good time. So I really appreciate having an audience.
She's getting an award after this, so she gets to get out of here on time and go get an award.
Yeah, so, let's see, which one does it? Here we are. I have nothing to disclose. What I do want to disclose, however, is that I will not be talking about research that we have done. I will actually be talking about the process that we use at our university to have students do research. And so that's what I'll be doing. I'd like to take credit for having designed this. It was there when I got there, but I have not seen it ever described here at APHA, so I felt it was worthwhile bringing. The person that did develop the program has retired, so she's not even listed because she's gone. So here's the objectives for today. You can tell I teach. And I wrote so many grants that had objectives, that was nothing new for me. So, but the issue that we really found is public health nurses need to do research but are seldom prepared. This comes from my 24 years in public health practice. You know, we always needed assessments of the community in addition to doing our home visits and community education, but we seldom had the data we needed on our local level. So that was one of the things. And it is a big part of the 10 essential services for public health agencies. You know, it's inherently required. And these are three of them that really point out in the 10 essential services why public health nurses should be able to do research. You know, we need to monitor health status, we need to evaluate effectiveness, and we need to research new insights and have evidence-based practice. As far as public health nurses, I looked at all the competencies and I couldn't believe the number that I came up with. And I've got them all listed here, and I actually have them listed on my slide, but I'm not going to go through them all. But like domain one, analytic and assessment skills, you know, and domain two, where it's policy development, you know, some of the things under these are uses epidemiological data and ecological perspective to identify health risks for a population. You know, uses valid and reliable methods and instruments for planning. So, you know, the issue really is that public health nurses need to do research but are seldom prepared. The other issue is public health departments need valid information for planning and grants, and you know, I'd love to say that public health agencies were really well prepared. I spent much of my career as a public health director, but in NHL in 2013 estimated that the FTEs in public health agencies had decreased by 12%. So guess what? Our local agencies are doing lots more, still expected to have all the research and things going on, but they have less staff. You know, and the number of registered nurses employed by local agencies decreased by about 5,000 during that same time period. I was one of those also. The reason I'm in the academia is 2009 came along, the county looked at their budget, and they decided they would reorganize into a totally different system, and they eliminated the public health director position. They made it a human services agency, which I had fought for about 15 years. So, you know, and the other problem in local public health departments is very rarely in small health departments does anybody have research as their primary job focus. You know, most of the staff wear multiple hats, and the need for good research gets put on the back burner because, well, this crisis has occurred over here, or this is the primary issue that the state wants us working on at this point. And so this just is a huge, huge issue. At the same time, you know, the public health nurses are seldom prepared, and there's the final issue is, you know, students should participate in research and evidence based on the central third of the public health recommendations for competencies. But there's actually very limited opportunities for them to be involved with faculty. I mean, faculty don't take 40 students and put them forward when you're in an undergraduate program. And we're a small undergraduate program. There's many that have 200. So what did they do when they realized this problem? We actually have a collaborative project. It's a two-course project. It's in the public health clinical and the nursing research course, which is totally taught on campus. Clinical is done totally in public health departments. And it's very collaborative because the public health department chooses the research topic. And that can be very interesting and very varied. And it is a student group project. So I have 10 students in public health clinical right now. When I get back, they will be presenting to the local county agency the results of their survey, which this year the agency asked them to find out if there was any effect of the Affordable Care Act on the local clinics. Well, that wasn't quite large enough population for us, because what they're seeing is a decrease in the use of their child checks and immunizations. They have a vehicle that goes around from town to town in the small county and offers those services, and they've seen a decrease in the use since the beginning of the year, and they're going, okay, why is this happening? Is it that we're not advertising enough, or has the Affordable Care Act actually given people the access they need to services? Well, we added actually the Minute Clinics and pharmacies that do flu vaccine, because that's one of the things they offer on the band, and to get our population size large enough so the students would have enough to do. But they'll be presenting to the agency on the results of their surveys. They had to develop the questions. They have to figure out how they're going to actually access those people. And then they actually go out, collect it, analyze it, and do a presentation. Different parts of it are actually graded in the two courses. So like the survey part, they actually may be creating the survey while they're in clinical with me. And by the way, this is just one of many things they do during clinical. But they may be creating the survey with me. It's graded in the research class. I will be grading the presentation and how they do that. They actually do a full paper on all the results and have to analyze every question for the research class, and that gets graded. Then they create one large poster, so they can actually do a poster session if they need to, and we do have one on campus every spring. So that gets graded in the research class. So it's a very interesting process. There's some real great benefits to this. First off, the local health departments are supported through additional information about their community. And the students always worry, because these are, I will admit, they're simple projects. They're not generally generalizable. You know, they're generally pretty narrow, small. But as a public health director, I keep telling them that, you know, the information that they're gathering is better than no information at all. You know, they can look at it through the lens of the public health agency and decide if they agree with it or disagree with it, but at least they have something to start with. And we've had some great results that have actually been used a lot. One of them was last spring, my students in a very small county of about 5,000 people were in a small community that happens to have 3 low-income housing units. They actually went door to door in those housing units asking if they would be supportive of, and had 10 Likert scale questions, asking them if they would support the entire building being smoke-free, including not being able to smoke in your apartment. They got a wonderful response. You know, it's a small town, everybody knows you. And when you say you're from the local university that's 30 miles away, they kind of go, oh, okay. And the students found out that 78% would actually support a totally smoke-free apartment, which is very similar to the results that they had gotten in the Twin Cities with similar type surveys, which was really nice to know. But the local health department had been looking at trying to work with those owners, and they could take that research right away and use it. So there are some real benefits for the local health department, and especially since we're doing a question that they have. The students get the ability to apply community and population assessment skills in a real situation. And like I said, the research is generally utilized immediately. Some of the challenges, it has to be a doable project in 6 weeks. You know, so it can't be something that is complex. You know, sometimes some of the issues are, I have to say to the department, you know, I'm not quite sure that question or that issue is going to work well for us. You know, we also have to be very careful. I mean, they'd love to have information on their school children, et cetera. We can't do that because then we'd have to go through the IRB process, and as long as we keep them simple, non-generalizable, and a practice that doesn't involve under 18, I don't have to go through the IRB process at St. Cloud State. They have some nice rules in place that say, yes, you have to make sure that you're following it, but I don't have to send it through the whole thing. It takes coordination of, you know, the nursing department, the health department, the university, and student needs. I can tell you, one of the biggest challenges sometimes is having 10 students working on one project is very interesting. You know, and one of the things they're graded on is how well they work together. I make them actually do a Gantt chart as part of it, so that they know who's responsible for which piece and how to go forward. And obviously there's lots of limitations with our research. The other thing we've learned over the years is we're all very used to Likert-style questions. Some of our counties in Minnesota do have some other immigrants, etc. And we've discovered over time that they really don't respond well to Likert-style questions. I actually liked yours very much on the income, because that's one students struggle with a lot, is how do we ask about income? And I now have a new way to tell them. So my conclusion is, really, research can be done in a clinical setting, the courses can be collaborative, and students can really do valuable research, which is useful. So, any questions? And there's my contact information.